Well, let's get things underway. It is 2 minutes past the top of the hour, and those of you who are what I call the token early birds, it's not really out on the East Coast because you're well into your day, being 10 a.m., but those of us out here in the West, some of us have barely had our first cup, or as my proverbial half a cup of Joe, that's about all it takes me to really get geared up as I open my Bible and start reading what the real news is compared to what the rest of the news is around the globe, and get into our day, and then I start hearing these amazing stories that are taking place, and I know for the last 5-6 weeks that people are getting excited. As I was with one of our consultants and customers yesterday, and she had just gone through knee surgery, 6-7 weeks ago, and I told her about the new duct and told her about the principle. And Bobby, you brought up a really good point that, you know, does it work without the magnetics? And it actually really does. And the concept behind, and if you watch the video or if you read anything that's online, the concept of kinetic tape is to lift the skin to allow more aeration or more space for the tissue in there. And basically, it allows more circulation. That's, you know, the inventor of the tape. That was kind of the concept, is to lift and stretch that area of the body. And that's all great and all, because you could use any kind of tape as long as it has some sort of elasticity. But when you put two of Niken's signature core technologies, the far infrared that we were introduced to in 1995, and then the negative ions, and I can't remember what year that came on board with Niken. But when you put two technologies in there, woven into the fibers of the tape, it literally puts those two God-given organic, you know, solutions that are in nature, it puts those, exposes those right into the body. And when you want to take it up a notch, add some of the little power minis, the little Band-Aid magnets. And the great thing about, you know, keeping those, you got to be careful. I don't let our 5-year-old Addie have them because they'll be in pieces all over the house because they do separate. But the beautiful thing is sticking them right to the tape, putting them over that area. And as I know I've shared on this call, having just gone through thumb surgery less than 3 weeks ago, went to the doctor this week and said, "Hey, sorry, doc, I did not follow your advice and leave the bandages on for the full 2 weeks." And he says, "Nah, that's okay. You saved me time, you know, getting it all off." And he looked at it and said, "Wow, it healed nicely." And I introduced Niken to him, and he'd never heard of magnets, you know, for help. And I can honestly tell you, looking at my thumb today, it's still a little swollen, but what I discovered about this cyst that they removed from my thumb is that it attaches itself to the nerve ending. So I have nerve ending damage, I guess you'd so speak. So it's still sensitive to the touch a little bit, but I can't imagine what it would be like otherwise of not utilizing, again, the duct and putting it on there, and then with two or three, it depended on which day of the week it was, of the power mini. So can't encourage you enough, and I want to address something, and I do want any of the Team Rogers mentees to jump on the call. I'm hoping that, and I should have set this up a little better, I'm hoping that Lee Maurice is on the line, because yesterday into her and Dennis's bank account, they got quite a wonderful surprise, and we're seeing a surge of that. And I've got some theories that are completely my opinion on why, but looking at the numbers so far this month, we're right on track to having a repeat of last month. And as I put in my email, I'd love to say it's because of a $19 roll of tape. But, you know, this theory, this hunch that I have, is that what typically happens with Nikenites is whenever Niken introduces something new, and again, just looking at the volume, you can't have a 40% surge or increase in volume across the board with a $19 product. Because when I look down our organization and see what people ordered last month, it was a lot of people doing a little bit, but here's the theory. and this is what I will go on, is that when Nikan introduces something new, we tend to see people come out of the woodwork and really kind of up their game and start talking with more people about something that's new. And what we're doing is exactly what we've always done, and as Bobby shared in the pre-call, the warm-up, is that people will look at us and say, man, that doesn't make sense. I never heard of that. But anybody who's seen anything in the last 15 years with the Olympics or professional athletes, anything in the sporting industry, athletes of every kind are wearing kinetic tape. And when you introduce Nikan's version of it and say, you know, it's basically, it costs about the same to go use this, and I know it sounds like a crazy thing, but every great invention in the wellness industry, in the medical industry, sounds crazy at first, but when people start doing it, I mean, let's look at all these different forms of exercise and how sometimes it takes them a while to catch on, and then people discover it, whether it's jazzercise or yoga or Pilates or you name it. In that industry, it takes a while to catch on, but once people start doing it, say, you know, this is what I found, you know, discovered it works. Overall, when you look at the five pillars of health, you'll discover that a life of balance, a life of just taking one day at a time, of not doing anything in excess, but living life in moderation, will discover that that is a formidable key. And I'm just speaking from experience of being out of balance and, you know, 5-10 years ago and being way bigger than I should have been, not eating the way I should have, not getting the daily activity and moving around. Here's a study that just came out this week, kind of as a sidebar, that, and I don't know where it was released or where the study came from, what university or, you know, college or that, but they discovered a lot of people have shifted in the years, rather than sitting at work, to providing a work environment that they can stand, whether it's a high-rise computer and whatnot. And so they'll move to standing because sitting, you know, all day long makes you lethargic and the weight gain and all that. And so now they determined that standing is just as bad, you know, wearing on your joints and that kind of thing. And one of the radio broadcaster that I saw or that I heard this week talk about this study said, well, the common denominator is just work. That's the problem right there. And as I heard that, yeah, I kind of chuckled, but then I thought, wait a second. We've been working as a human race ever since Adam and Eve were on the earth. It was, you know, it's a command that this is what you need to do. You provide. And for your family, you do things. So in the process of moving around, in the process of living a balanced lifestyle and not taking anything to an excess, not taking in too much screen time, as we call it in our family, but all things in moderation, it starts to put the body into an environment. And we see people in Nikan that have been in Nikan for 5, 10, you know, 20 years, and their physical bodies are in a position, and it's just absolutely amazing, especially for their age, of what we can do to prevent that. And I want to encourage everyone, get on top of what Nikan has available when it comes to the duct, when it comes to the cocoon. Utilize what's available. The duct tape is an amazing, wonderful, consumable product that we can use, you know. And again, when you put out the price dynamics on it, a wonderful tool for people who are dealing with anything chronic, because the stories are coming in, everything from, you know, whether it's stuff on your feet, on your shoulders, on our hands, it really does accelerate the body's ability to heal itself. And it's quite exciting, to say the least. That combined with the principle of, as we like to call ourselves in Nikan, collaborative entrepreneurs or relationship marketing, the network marketing industry is on a tipping point. And if you have not registered for Eric Worre's webinar that's taking place this morning, I encourage you, I impel you, I don't think that's the right word choice, but I cannot urge you strong enough that 2 hours from now, I believe it is, I forgot what time it is. Hopefully there's somebody will push *6 on your phone line and jump on here and remind me. I thought it was
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. I'm sorry. Yes, 9 o'clock West Coast time. That's right. I knew I could rely on somebody. All the information is in your email box. If you're part of the Williams organization, Dennis sent an email, I believe, on Thursday morning with all the information there. I sent it again Thursday night. There's over 100,000 people that have already registered for this webinar. It features Tony Robbins, best-selling author and speaker and business coach, Robert Kiyosaki, Bob Proctor. I know I'm missing a few others. But this is one of those events that you can set and enjoy from the comfort of your home. When you register, even if you can't catch it or you can't catch all of it, that'll allow you the link to catch the re-recording, which in turn we could in turn copy and paste and send to our contacts. But this is one of those tipping points in the industry that renowned, successful people in the business world are recognized and saying that network marketing is by far the easiest and most accessible way for people to pursue other than a 9-to-5 job and actually get ahead physically and financially. And Lee Maurice, I don't know if you're on the line, and if she's not, then I think I can share. And I don't know if Carol, John, we had two.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was hoping you would join. Lee, there's been a shift, I know, for you and for Dennis, and I want to segue right in with this, what's taking place this morning, what Eric Worre is doing with this, you know, I don't know if legendary is the right word, but a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see so many great people endorse what we're doing. But the real shift for NECN, those of us in NECN, has taken place this January when our president, Ben Woodward, introduced us to the concept of basically quality enrollment. And it's not a difficult concept. And if here we are 8 months into the year, and if you're still going, well, I really should look into that or check it out, it's really nothing more than, to sum up, getting on autoship of at least 100 points or more, and then making the decision that every single month I'm going to seek out a few customers or people that I can introduce to it, and enrolling them as customers and or just sharing something with them, you know, that will generate 400 points or more so that we have 500 points attached to our ID number month after month after month. For new consultants who are just registering and just joining NECN, the win-win for them is if they make that commitment at least 1 month and do it once the first month of sign-up and get on autoship, so become a quality enrollment, and they do nothing else other than stick with the autoship, 6 months from now, down the road after they register, they will be looking at $200 in free product. No other company does this. It doesn't. I mean, if you discover a new grocery store that opens in your area, and you go in there and, you know, spend a sizable amount, and then you make a commitment to coming back there for 6 consecutive months, they don't have a reward program, a frequent shopper member reward program, that's going to give you $200 worth of free product of their groceries. They just don't. And I think, Lee, for you, in looking at your numbers, doing a quick review this morning, I would have to say, looking at your volume and where it came from, that the concept of developing a customer base, and this is something that we, not only in the network marketing industry, because I grew up in this industry, I was exposed to it as a 10-year-old, And the whole concept is always if you want to enroll, you want to get people to join the company. Well, we can do that and allow them to do that for free as a customer. And they can, if we choose to give them a discount, they can obtain a discount, whether it's 5, 10, 15, or 20% discount. But they're connected to the company. It's kind of like joining Amazon Prime. You pay a fee, or you join that with the kind of the idea that you're going to continue ordering. And I don't know, I'm not a member of Amazon Prime, but you get free perks with it, like free shipping and, you know, different things like that for orders over a certain amount. But the benefit for us as consultants, and Lee, you saw this, we were discussing it Tuesday, and it hit your bank account yesterday, and you introduced quite a few customers, or you had existing customers that you offered a kind of a July push discount. So share the group what happened in July for you. Because you saw, if I'm doing the numbers right, you saw, what would that be, 150%? Am I doing the math? I don't.
Oh, don't ask me math. I'm not good.
But your personal volume was over 4,000, your personal volume. And usually, what is your personal volume? 1,000? 1,500?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's more like 1,500, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And looking at your numbers this morning, again, as a quick review, you had less than 1,000 of that was yours personally, and you ordered the duct when it first came out, you ordered a cocoon, the sleeping bag, and then you and your family has an auto ship order, so that's less than a quarter, probably about 22%. Of your total personal volume. So the rest of that came from customers, according to what I looked up. What happened? What'd you do? What was the push for you?
Well, there were a couple of different things that happened, and I encourage everybody who has a website to go on to the... it's been a while since I did it, so I don't really even remember how. But you agree to allow Nikon to just give out your website to random people. So I have received over, you know, the last few months, 3 or 4 people that way, these are people that you don't even have to work for. So that was, I'm happy to say that they just came on for most of them for smaller things, but one of them for a waterfall. And then my I've obtained customers through other sources. Here's another plus. My sister is a cosmetologist. I have tried to enlist her in the business several times because she has so many opportunities to speak with people. But she's not interested, but she keeps referring people to me. And so I connect up with them. And I had several customers through that, and then a few others in other ways, just talking to friends and things. But several of them were purchasing this last month, and I then decided that I could see the numbers getting closer and closer, and I thought towards the end of the month I decided to offer 15% off on the waterfall. What I didn't realize was when I spoke with Nikon, they said, no, that'll be 15% off on whatever you're going, whatever they purchase off your website. So I just advertised it that way and sent out emails to a lot of people and text to those that prefer that, and told them that this was a great opportunity to get these products a little less expensive, that they, they're still worth every penny and will change their lives. And a few of them got on and did that, and one lady got on and spent $1,800.
And she was still a retail customer.
Yeah, she was a retail customer. That's what really shocked me. And
okay.
She did it, we've been hearing for years when we're, of stories of people shopping while you're in bed. Well, I wasn't in bed, but it was 11:30 at night, and I was looking at my volume and trying to figure out what I was going to be doing the next few days. So I you know, it was a 4-day, the last 4 days of the month that I did this, but it happened at 11:30 at night when I saw it go up over the top. And I thought, you know, maybe I wasn't seeing it correctly. So I went and got my glasses and looked again, and yeah, it had gone up. So it was a wonderful, it was good. It was real
well,
good.
And Lee, I don't want to be.
Hope.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, I don't want to be super analytical of what you did, but one of our other mentees, Julie Clark, has, and she shared many times that she has a goal of developing a customer base of 100 Nikon customers that will be on auto ship to generate. Basically, the idea is that, you know, if they were on auto ship every single month, that would generate a base group of $10,000 a month. And if they were all customers, and she's a silver or above like you are, that would generate $10,000 a month. And when you look at the commission, the volume, just as a consultant at any level, at the retail markup, at 25% increase or markup, that's a huge amount, a huge chunk of change. But what you did as a silver and above, even offering people a 15% discount, you're still getting 10% commission. And the beautiful thing, that goes on top of your 20%. So you're generating a 30% markup. And so somebody orders $1,800. Well, what's 1,800 times 30%? It's 180 times 3, so you're looking at 360. That's over $500 you earned from her, from that one order. And I being in Nikon as long as we have and seeing this surge take place, I know that a person like that, once they get their price, you know, here's the big shift that I see is taking place, that when we allow people an ease of entry and ease of access to Nikon, they don't have to pay a membership. They don't have to enroll in anything other than we need their name, address, phone number, and email address. That's all we need. And once they're in, then they have their own ID number, their own password, and they have access to it. And in a few short days, I'm saying days, hopefully, they will be able to access AutoShip and enroll in AutoShip themselves and be able to change their AutoShip order. They can set it up as a monthly or a bi-monthly or a quarterly order. And they will, in turn, access a 10% discount off the retail price. And for these are people that are ongoing using the consumables. Now, if we've already offered them a 5, 10, 15, or 20% discount, well, 15, like what you did, they're not going to really be keen on the auto ship. But for people that don't want to order every single month and have it just automatically come, especially those who are using the Vital Balance or other consumables, that's a win-win for them, and they can set it up and they can change it. Again, just like our AutoShip, it needs to be over 100 points to get that 10%. But that's 10% that doesn't come out of our commission. And that's where the real fun begins, because they will be ordering something, and they're automatically going to get a 10% discount when AutoShip kicks in. And that doesn't come out of we're not having to give them discounts at all. So we're still going to make the full 25% commission, and we still make the full volume. So it's a win-win for us. Lee, you had calculated that you thought that you and Dennis, your commission check, and I'm not sure how you calculated this, but well, maybe you can share with us. You thought the amount was going to be what?
It's embarrassing because I'm not that bad at math, but I calculated it to be about $350.
How did you come up with that calculation?
To be honest, I didn't spend a lot of time trying to figure it out, to be honest, because I thought, what's the point? It is what it is, and I'll be happy with whatever, you know, comes through. But I was delighted to see what happens, because I really didn't know exactly how to calculate the customer base and all of that. Before I go on, though, I wanted to say one thing that helped me, and maybe it'll help others, maybe not. But one of the things I have always had a problem with is signing people up as a customer versus a consultant, because they get a better deal as a consultant.
Sure. And part of it, you had already alluded to the fact that this gives them a discount on products that they may think is expensive.
Right. And
that's a mindset that has to change.
Well, yeah, and it did this last few months. Since I've accumulated more customers, what I realize is not everybody's thinking the same way that I think. And even in a retail business, my husband was always telling me, please, you know, stop deciding what people have to spend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, you know, because I tend to be very, you know, pretty frugal. And he says, you know, not everybody is thinking like that. Stop making their decisions on money.
Yeah.
And so what I've realized is I always tell people both ways, you know, but that, you know, Nikon is the consultantship is for, now I add, the consultantship is for people who are interested in building a business, blah, blah, blah. And so what happened is there's never a qualm about it with these people. They don't have a problem paying retail. And it has changed my mindset that some people do not, they just want to be a customer and they want the products. And so stop thinking that they are looking at it and going, it's too expensive. They've already made the decision that they want the help with the product. And they don't necessarily want to do the business, but they want the benefit. And I thought, okay, and so now I don't think in terms, when somebody says, no, I'll pay retail, I really do feel okay with that. Whereas in the past, I felt badly for them.
And it's because...
That's my help business.
Right, again, but it's that mindset, because it's a foreign concept that we forget that when we walk into Macy's or Walmart or anywhere, any grocery store, you're paying retail. We're paying a 50% markup than what the store is getting it for, because they have to pay, you know, for their overhead, their employees, and that's part of the game. And why do stores succeed versus other ones that don't succeed? Is because they figure out that pricing structure to make ends meet and to, you know, make a profit. That's the whole idea. And this customer of yours that invested $1,800 worth got a 15% discount, so she saved a lot, and she can see that when she placed her order. She could see how much she was saving when she put that code in, and that's a huge amount of money, and yet still she connected with the product. And now that's one that I would immediately go back to when her products arrive, because of the investment she made, much like a car dealer. A few weeks after you invest in a new vehicle, a smart dealer, a smart salesperson will do follow-up to enlist, because that person in a few years' time, like any other typical American, they're going to come back in looking for another car. And if you want to solicit that business and massage that relationship, and that's what people in any industry do, especially in sales, they massage their customers, because the number one rule of thumb, if you don't take care of your customers, somebody else will. And we have a responsibility to them. What did she mostly invest in besides the waterfall, Lee? I mean, that $1,800 is a lot.
You're right. She purchased sleep products, like the mask, but she got a bed topper, a full-size bed topper. And unfortunately, her bed topper is on back order till the end of September.
Oh, really?
So that was a little disturbing to her. I don't know if she knows it's till September. I just found out yesterday that it is. And but the benefit to that is that of her waiting is if she gets off and takes it, you know, wants her money back, and then decides again, she will have to start in the line at square one again.
Right.
This way, they've already assured her that it will, in fact, be there. So today is one of my plans is to give her a call and let her know what I found out if she doesn't already know it. Just
okay.
to reassure her that waiting is going to be worth it.
Yeah.
She did just order the topper and not the full bed, and that I'm thinking that might be one of the reasons that it was on back order as opposed to the full sleep system.
Okay. Well, I have this hunch, and this is personal inside information, so those of you who tune in every Saturday just to get an inside scoop from the illustrious Vance Rogers, I have a hunch that, and again, this is totally a hunch. It could be so far off, but if I'm right, if this hunch based on the intel that Kurt Foley shared with me a few months ago, Nikan has been looking into, when it comes to the sleep systems, of reutilizing a company in Nebraska that has been in the mattress industry for decades, and we started using them in 2009 when the Nature Rest was introduced, and it turned out to be not a good relationship because they weren't able to keep up with production. And the problem was Nikan introduced a brand new sleep system and a brand new warehouse manufacturing company at the same time, and they just were not able to keep up. And now if we do it as kind of a soft introduction, we have a much better chance. So my hunch is that if we have a new manufacturing plant, and they're making a shift over, that could be why there is a back order with it. That's just a hunch. So, you know, we will see on that. And if, in fact, that is the case, what that means for all of us is shorter shipping times on the sleep systems because they'll be coming from the center of the United States versus everything coming out of Irvine, California, because those of us in Key West, Florida, or in New England, it takes a long time for a shipper to get us that sleep system. So this could be a huge, huge win-win for all of us. I want to go back again to Lee, what has transpired, again, not just to isolate this one customer, but all the other things that she ordered, that she invested in. She's going to get results in the next few days, as soon as her product arrives. And this is something that a smart salesperson, not to capitalize to get her to buy more, but get her to share her story with other people, like what your sister, who doesn't want to join but is referring people to you, and therefore you work with people's referrals.
Right.
And I know you're already planning on that. But that's all part of the process. You know, that's what makes it fun. And here's the caveat to it all, is that unlike something that we buy at the grocery store or get excited about because we got a good deal on Amazon or Craigslist or whatever, this is an equal opportunity for everybody in what makes Nikan products so wonderful, our solutions, is that they change people's lives. And oftentimes, within a matter of seconds, people start feeling results and start feeling relief. And that's the fun part about it that we get to. And I know the word capitalized can be seen as a negative, just like what Lee said, what you just shared, that your mindset of why, as Dennis, you know, basically scolded you, why are you determining what other people will look at as expensive or not? Because
right.
That's their decision. That's their, because I know people, we all know people, that will say, no, I don't, you know, that waterfall, you know, $400 with shipping and sales tax, that's kind of expensive. And yet they'll turn around that the next day or that week and they'll spend $20 or $30 on a few cases of bottled water.
Exactly.
You know, that to me doesn't make any sense at all, because look at it for the long run. Let's make a one-time investment and then change that filter out, you know, for less than $10 a month, every single month, change that filter out, and we've got way, way cheaper than bottled water, and we've got way better quality. But again, that's a mindset, and it comes with education. The other thing, too, that I think comes to mind here, and this is what's imperative, with asking people after they've made an investment in anything, whether it's a small item or it's a large investment of $1,800 worth of products, we have the opportunity to share stories. Here's something I read this week that I think that all of us could learn from, is that the word testimony means two things. It means, number one, we remember something that took place, and as we're sharing stories with people, we tend to share stories or things that have taken place. We're remembering something. But the other meaning of in the Greek language, it means to do again. That if this experience happened for this person with the insoles or with the sleep system or with the water, we're expecting it to take place again, to do again. It's our responsibility to share those stories. And just like what we hear every single week, if we're tuned into any of these calls, we hear stories of people that experienced something with Nikan, whether it's the tape or whether it's something catastrophic. I know Alan and Kathy Fujioka, this week they shared on Dave Johnson's Morning Rev call, and Alan shared three stories back-to-back of people that he and Kathy had been able to introduce to the waterfall to completely avoid going on kidney dialysis. Three totally separate people. And I mean, that's huge, because kidney dialysis, having never gone through it, I can't imagine that it's any fun whatsoever. I just can't imagine that. And so to being able to avoid that by changing the water is absolutely phenomenal. And I talked to a gal this week and who was very familiar with pH, and that's why they invested in the waterfall, because they had been looking for something that would change the pH of their water that they were putting into their body to increase the alkalinity. And so is $400 as a customer expensive, Lee, for a waterfall?
No. Apparently not.
No, it's not. And it's really not up to us. That's the price. And what Nikan has really, really done in our favor and set it up so that it's a win is that's the only price. The retail price is all that people can see. And when you turn around and offer them a 15% discount, well, that should be a motivation. And hopefully you've already gone in at the beginning of August and changed that code so that, you know. But at the same time, you know, maybe you can set it up as a permanent code. Or what did you do?
This was, to be honest, only the second time I had done a discount code. And so what I did was I set it up for just a beginning and an end date.
Okay.
And the program allowed you to do that. But, you know, I didn't know what it was going to produce. So as a result, I was unsure of what I was doing. But I thought, you know, I'm not letting the months go by without hitting my goals.
Mm-hmm.
And
what was your personal volume goal for the month of July?
I believe it was, for the personal volume, I believe it was 2,000. And
okay.
It wasn't particularly high. But I figured, you know, hopefully I would make that. Well, yeah, everything changed with just getting out and talking to more people and then seeing it come so close at the end and the last 4 days putting the discount on, and then people just jumped on it. But But the other thing I think I noticed too with these people is once they start trying a product as a customer, what I've noticed is some of them come back and say, okay, well, now I'm going to try this. And then this lady actually has started an auto ship as a customer. And I as you know, referred to before, it's getting a customer base of auto ships every month is really going to help build your income.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was very excited to see that she not only is purchasing, things to, she's starting to feel better.
Yeah.
She notices the difference and so she's purchasing for her mother, she's purchasing for, I think, her husband. But she's also you can tell she's feeling better, so now she knows the products work and she wants the auto ship.
And Lee, will you go to her? Do you have a game plan in place to go to her and explain to her that, hey, you've bought a considerable amount, and I kind of, and just be honest and say, my husband's telling me that I shouldn't feel guilty because the price is the price, but when we joined, we wanted to get the biggest discount in the 11th commandment, thou shalt not pay retail. We discovered that we can get it at cost. And then with the auto ship, we can get it as a consultant, we can get it below cost. And would you be open to that? It's a one-time fee with an annual renewal. Do you have a game plan?
I have explained that to her towards the beginning.
Okay.
But, she was pretty emphatic about, she works two jobs.
Okay.
Which to me was a big red flag to say, oh, then that's even a better reason. But that wasn't a better reason for her to join as a business. So I may down the road say it again.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's always in the back of my mind. But at the same time, there's a difference between being the only, like you said before, being the only customer in your restaurant and being someone who really wants to make a business of it. And at this point, I don't think her mindset is there.
Right.
But I may down the road say something to her. I don't want to irritate her.
Sure.
Either by, oh, geez, every time I talk to this lady, she has to bring up the business.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to do that to her. She's comfortable where she's at, and I think she has a lot on her plate. And so, therefore, I probably will wait a while and see if she wants to down the road.
Okay.
For right now, she's very happy with her.
And there may be more than likely, there's probably a past experience of another company, and we find this all the time. That, yeah, that's one of those network marketing companies, and you got to join, you got to do this much a month. There are companies that have a requirement that if you don't spend $50, $100, $150 a month, then you lose your consultantship, and you actually have to re-enroll. And that type of company, they're set up because they don't have a long-term game plan in place. They're just, they're there to woo as many people in as quickly as they can to get them on the hook, so to speak, so that they order, because they don't have a viable product. It's a lotion, a potion. It's nothing that really is set up for the long haul. And when you look at Nikan's core solutions of, for example, a sleep system, last Saturday morning, I struggled to even get on this call. Because we spent three nights enjoying some time away from the kids, an early 20th anniversary celebration, but that was three nights in somebody else's bed.
Right.
And both Stacy and I crawled into bed late Friday night, and she had just turned that day, last Saturday was her birthday, she had just turned 45, but we looked at each other and said, why are our hips hurting so badly? In our mid-40s, our body should not be falling apart. I mean, we've been living in a wellness home for our entire marriage and utilizing all the nutritionals and eating healthier than most do, drinking a sizable amount of water every single day. I mean, on and on. Why should we be hurting? Well, it's because we took our bodies out of the Nikan wellness home environment for three nights. And I'll be the first to admit we weren't eating as healthy as we normally do. And I was consuming way more coffee than I normally do. But the core line principle that you said, Lee, when this gal started experiencing, and she already has, she knows that these products work.
Right, right.
She's going to start sharing it with other people. So, before I forget, your check that you had estimated would be about $350. What was the amount that was deposited into your bank account yesterday?
It was about
$1,038.
Yeah, it really felt good, I have to say. Now I just have to keep that momentum going.
Right.
But it
right.
was fun. It was a fun month. That's the one thing that looking back, I thought, wow, what did I do? But I really enjoyed what I did. It wasn't, it wasn't work. It was fun. I got to talk to a lot of people. I made connections with people I haven't spoken to in a very long time. And, many of those did not necessarily purchase, but the catch was I had a lot of fun doing it, and that to me was the lasting memory, in addition to the check.
Yeah.
And so if I can do that, having the fun I had last month, why not continue on and work to try to achieve that and contact more people and have it get better.
Would you have done this without the concept of the quality enrollment and the mentoring that we're doing? And I don't, sometimes I do use that word really loosely because I look at what we're doing on our mentoring call every week, and I don't know how much real mentoring we're providing, so to speak. Other than that, we're allowing a lot of people like yourself to share what they're doing, what's working, what's not working, because there were many months where you and I have had lengthy conversations, you were frustrated because you were trying to find business builders, and I think we never had been in a position as Nikan Wellness Consultants to actually develop a customer base like we're doing now. And people want to get connected. Did you find that this made a huge difference, being part of the mentorship program?
I'll be honest with you. I think it's been, made all the difference. And the reason is that whether I was whether it was becoming successful or not, there were months where I did, a little better, other months where I didn't. And I think the biggest thing about being involved in the mentoring, and I hope Nika never stops this, is it makes us, if we're serious about becoming, a business builder, then that means we have to be accountable to these calls. And it's like Sunday, I remember in high school, Sunday night came and Bonanza came on, and it was 9 o'clock, and I didn't have my homework done. And so it was a mad rush from 9 to midnight to try and get all my homework done for the weekend. But the point is that when you know you are accountable to someone, or you're going to be on a call where other people are working and you haven't put your full effort or whatever, it's a good accountability.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to do it, then you don't be on the call.
Sure.
You're not on the call. But the point is that I think being accountable has, number one, helped grow the business. But number two, I've learned a lot from other people. There are so many wonderful people on these calls that have said so many amazing things that maybe we don't, maybe we don't think of on our own, and or just a different way of saying something that it's helped immensely. So yes, I really wish Nikan had done calls like these years ago.
Well, and we're in the same boat as a diamond. I can tell you that we've been a diamond now for 10 or 15 years. And we've never had a president, an Nikan president, or a vice president of sales and training like Jeff Eisen. We've never had a Ben Woodward actually lead mentoring calls and challenge us to take it to a new level. And when you look at the numbers of what has transpired, and now with the golds and the platinums by invitation being on the weekly mentorship calls, we're seeing a surge in their organization because they're doing the same thing. And here's something that I need to remind everybody, that if we just took the existing consultants in North America and we all made that decision that we're going to go share a little bit every month and generate that 500 PV mark so that we're all quality enrolled, we would take NECN's existing business to $500 million in annual sales. And that is just staggering when you think it, just at the consultants that are in North America. And what it does, Lee, and you're a perfect example of what we need to be focusing in on, is not registering everybody as a consultant so that they can get a 25%, you know, markdown or not have to pay retail, and just focus on what connecting them to what they're looking for, connecting them to the product as a customer. And when we do that, it puts more, and it's not all about the money, but it is. And as a brand new consultant, if we knew there was a way that we could get our consumable products for free, $100 in monthly autoship, we could get those free every month by introducing a few customers who place an order. Maybe it's one time, maybe it's an autoship order. But if we could get the commission, the retail commission, equals out to us getting our products for free, that's a win-win in itself. But if we take it to the next level, and what you're doing and what you're seeing with customers coming on board and generating $4,000 in personal volume, what will happen, it's just inevitable, that somebody will say a few months down the road, you know, Lee, there's a lot of people that I know that could really benefit from these products. Could you show me what it is that you do? And that's where we come back. Our story of NECN and sharing with other people needs to start from January 2015. That is the new NECN. And Lee, you and I are in the same boat, that our volume, our interaction, the conversation I had as we were leaving a farewell party for a high schooler who's decided to go off to a specialty boarding school on the East Coast from the West Coast. But one of the other moms who's really into mommyhood, that's the only way I can describe it, and she's thoroughly missed her daughter working at a camp all summer, the same camp where our eldest has been. And I said to her, I literally went back inside the house and went to her and I said, hey, once school starts and things settle down a little bit here, that porch with the view, with the Ethiopian coffee, it is still readily available. And I said, so let's make that happen. She said, I would like that very much. And she knows that I have an agenda and that she suffers from several sleep issues. And she said to me that she'd like to drop some weight. And she knows that we have some solutions. I didn't go into great detail when we were volunteering at an overnight field trip, but I said, we should get together. And it never happened all this summer, and it's just chaotic during the summertime because there's no routine, there's no schedule. And one of the things that we can start gearing up for, and it doesn't matter if it's a parent, a grandparent, there is a routine that kicks in the back-to-school culture that we live in. And I want to really encourage people. It's the middle of August, so if you can't get people, and I know nailed down can seem like a hard term, but I keep hearing the words of Jeff Van Blerkum, who's a Royal Diamond, who's all but basically retired because he's built himself a sizable NECN business. He said it years ago, the way NECN's compensation plan works, and this is before we had a retail model even in place, the way this plan works is you produce, you get paid. And that's how it is. Lee, you're a perfect example of that. You produced, you had a really good month, and you got paid. Triple the amount what you had calculated, that you had guesstimated. And that's really fun, because I can recall story after story after story of people who said, you know, I just got into this and, you know, paid the membership so I could save on the product. I started sharing them with a few other people, and then I get this check from NECN for this amount. Well, imagine what those amounts would have been if we were not telling everybody to join as a consultant to get the discount, and we're making automatically a 25% markup. The real fun transition will take place, Lee, and this is what I predict will take place in the next few months, definitely by the end of the year, is when a couple people of these customers of yours come back and say, you know, I know a lot of people. Could I do what you're doing? And when they in fact enroll and they start becoming quality enrolled every single month, then all of a sudden you're getting paid while you sleep, literally, because they will be generating volume, and you're still as a silver and above until they reach senior and executive. You're still going to be making a full 20% on them. But they are out working on your behalf. They become an employee for you, and the commissions just continue to rise. Yes, you're not receiving an up to a 25%, you know, retail profit from their sale, from their order, but you, in fact, are earning while you sleep, and that's the beauty of this. So, folks, we're all out of time. Lee, thank you so much for allowing me to ask questions, and you have no idea. And folks, you guys know me well enough by now. I don't arrange these. I thought about calling Lee yesterday and say, hey, can you make sure you'll be on my call? But I figured, you know, if Lee's not there, then I'll tell her story. We had another person in the first one ever in our mentoring group. She successfully orchestrated and did a 21 club, and I'll tell you, she had more fun, and I know, Carol, I'll get her to share next Saturday, I'm hoping. Actually, next Saturday could be very interesting. I got to look at the time schedule of what's taking place at the East Coast Healthy Lifestyle event and find out if I can do this call at this time slot, and if I can't, then I will find somebody to set in proxy for me. And we'll figure it out. Or I'll broadcast from Williamsburg, Virginia. I'll find a quiet spot to do it, and we'll have some fun. But do want to remind everybody, if you've not seen the email from Dennis Williams, just text me or call me or email me, and I'll forward it all to you. But or you can simply go on Eric Worre's site. Type in Eric Worre, Google it, and I'm sure it'll bring up his information. And get on this call, this webinar that takes place an hour from now. Tony Robbins, Robert Kiyosaki, Bob Proctor, these are amazing business gurus to give this kind of endorsement. And even if you can't make it, it'll allow you to watch the playback and be able to share with other people. Because we are at a tipping point. There's a surge taking place where people are recognizing a lot has to do with what's going on culturally in a political, as we come up to a political year, 15 months from now, voting in a president, and a lot of dynamics there. But people are looking. They really are looking. And as Eric Worre says, there is a better way. There definitely is a better way. So thanks again to Lee Maurice for sharing. And have a great weekend, a great week, everybody. Encourage you to take advantage of what's out there. Share with people. Utilize the product discount for their customers. It's the fourth one from the bottom. You don't have to be enrolled in the Premier package to utilize it. Fourth one from the bottom underneath Business Tools, the PWP product discount. Very easy to use. Talk to your upline. Call me or email me if you can't figure it out, or call Nikan. They'll tell you how to do it as well. But have fun with it. Again, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ben.